Hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back here with you on this beautiful Sunday morning slash afternoon.
International Women's Day.
And happy daylight savings. I'm very excited about the sun being out longer.
You know what comes next?
Spring and summer.
I'm every woman. It's all in me.
Anything you want done, baby.
Do it naturally.
Whoa.
All right. Happy Women's Day.
Man. Yes, happy Women's Day.
I don't know what that means.
What
are we supposed to do today?
It's International Women's Day. I guess it's just a day to celebrate being a woman, because women are honestly the most powerful creatures on earth, and I strongly believe God is a woman.
This, if God is a woman,
I mean, that's the one song with Ariana Grande's catalog
I was not seeing Ariana Grande.
Oh, who is that?
That is Pink.
Oh shit!
Years before Ariana. That's right.
You're accurate. Sorry, but I immediately went to Ariana. My apologies.
These young kids these days, guys.
Y'all, Deja only has 2 years on me.
These young kids these days.
But yeah, I think today is just the day to celebrate women and all that women do, because women are the entire reason that the world exists. We are the entire reason that the world turns. Like, women, without women, there would be no society at all.
This is true.
I mean, we hold a certain level of power that just...
Pussy power.
I mean, and no one's ever gonna... You can't compete with it. Ever.
Well, the way science is setting itself up, you never know. I'm just saying.
Please elaborate.
Who knows? They'll probably be making pussies in factories in the next 100 years.
Well, I won't be here for that. I'm kind of glad. That's weird. I might be here if technology
old age
going.
Runs in your family.
That is accurate.
So you might be here.
I might be here a while. That you is might true. Be here. That's true. Yeah, because my grandmother's about to be a 104, and she's
kicking
not slowing
it.
Down.
Just kick yeah. it.
She's living
I'm in
her
a singing mood
life.
Today, y'all.
I can tell.
Be ready. I'm ready to sing.
Anywho, how's your week going? Well, how did your week go? Because it's a Sunday.
My week went well. Good. It was normal, productive, a little stressful at moments.
Why was it stressful?
I had a couple of stressful wedding moments.
Oh.
But other than that, it was good. Kicked off the first week of March with some hip-hop trivia.
Yes.
Kirsten and I went to Atlanta United game next week, or last night. I don't know what I was going to say next week. Oh, I know. I was thinking ahead. Next weekend, got great stuff planned. It's just today I'm going to work on sending an invite out for my birthday celebrations.
What are you doing for your birthday?
I just want to do dinner in El Bar on my birthday, which is a Thursday. So I just got to figure out where to do dinner. You know, my biggest dilemma when it comes to birthday dinners is choosing somewhere new that I've been wanting to try, mm-hmm. or choosing some like a favorite of mine that I don't get to that often.
Yeah, because you don't want to be disappointed on your
birthday.
Right.
So I think I want to go with, I had dinner there last year with my family and it's just really good and I haven't been back since. But I think I want to go with Pork Calvin's. So,
I love Pork Calvin's.
I love that lobster
delicious.
Fried rice.
Girl, it's fucking delicious.
Girl.
It's amazing.
So I'm going to call them and see what like their group policy is. Other than that, I don't know. I've been thinking about a couple other things. And then Ariel and I are going to do a joint brunch as well the weekend in between our birthdays. So the weekend after my birthday before hers.
Got it. Okay. Aren't you doing a surprise birthday party for her?
No. I couldn't. Okay. I literally don't have the manpower.
A lot. You have a lot going on as it
I
is
literally
to plan
don't
a party
have the
for somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm barely keeping up with this damn wedding.
Is she doing a party still, or she just scrapped
it? Yeah, she's also doing dinner, a small dinner on her birthday, and then she's planning something later in the month at Punch Bowl Social for like more people
Got
to
it.
Come and celebrate with her. Okay. And then the joint brunch. I told her, I was like, you might as well do three different things. You're turning 30.
Yeah.
Three for three.
Yeah.
30 for 30.
Oh. Ow. Okay.
Yeah. And her and her mom are taking a trip sometime.
Oh.
Yeah. They're going to LA, nice. I think.
That's nice.
She's probably listening to me like, why are you putting all my business out there?
Ew.
Sorry.
Apologies. It was just questions.
But yeah, I'm excited nonetheless.
Yes.
So.
You know how you get when March hits.
Best month of the year.
Oh, jeez.
It really sucks that I'm like having a heavily diet this month, though. But
yeah. But it'll all be worth it in the end. You'll have really pretty pictures.
What happened to your finger?
Girl, nothing. My nail is broken. That's all.
Oh, I don't think this one is going to make it.
I'm trying.
It's scappy already.
Well, I went yesterday for her to fix it. Mm-hmm. But she like, and she just grinded down the S&S part and just put gel.
Mm-hmm.
Gel did not stay long. The gel was like, girl, bye. That's not going to do it.
Oh, no.
So it just came back up. So
when's your next appointment?
Friday.
Oh, okay. You can make it.
Yeah. So I was like, I got enough Band-Aids to last me till Friday.
Mine isn't until...
Well, see, I'm going on 5 weeks.
Next Thursday.
Yeah. I'm going on 5 weeks. So I'm like, in my mind, I was like, I probably won't do 5 weeks again. Usually 4 weeks is my cutoff.
Yeah, 5 weeks. Good for you. I usually do three.
I usually can do it. Sometimes it just depends on what she does. Like, because these, they're nude at the bottom, so they don't look as bad as if the whole nail was a color. Yeah. Then I would probably do like three.
Got you.
But because they're nude at the bottom, it's like, you can't really tell. My nails just look long as shit. So I'm like, I don't want to let this one go because then I'm going to have to cut my nails completely off.
Yep.
And I'm going to go back down to the nub. And I don't want to go to the nub.
You never do once you get length.
I'm saying. So I'm trying to hold on to this nail.
I understand.
So when I get there, she can seal this bitch and fix it.
I understand.
You know, because it's a process. I waited months to get some length.
Girl.
And I just want to trim it. I don't want to cut it. You know?
I'm just trying to make sure mine stay. If I break a nail at this point,
you're going to be pissed. You're going to get tips.
I'd have to get motherfucking tips for this damn wedding. I'm not playing with you hoes. Oh, I'd be so pissed.
Yes, you would.
And Elena
and
would
I
be
could
too.
I understand it. Yes.
Cuz she's been like, she started saying it like December. All right, we got to maintain this length until May.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, girl. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. I've been trying to do a little less with my hands. I'm very hard on my hands.
I am too. I'm rough on some hands.
Girl.
Because I be throwing shit and I'm typing with my nails. And Like, I be moving. I don't think about it like that.
Me neither.
Yeah. It be's like that.
Woo, buddy. Well, how's your week been?
My week has been good. I've been, busy. So busy. Like, my new job. I'm earning every little bit of coin that they pay me.
Girl, I'm telling you. Like, that's how it be.
Every bit of, like, to the point of, like, when I...
Like,
when,
maybe I'm still underpaid.
I'm saying, because shit. What was it? Usually what I would do at my old job, like, I'd come home, I'd be able to sit on the couch, watch some TV, kick it. No, when I get home...
Tired.
I take stuff off, and I just immediately get in the bed. I watch TV from bed, because I know I'm not going to last very long. Like, I'd be like... Trying to keep it, I'll be tired. I'm like, ooh. And it's so much. And then it's like, I'm having to, yes, I'm challenged, but I also have to, like, I'm creating an entire, like, structure. And I have to design how this whole department is going to look. And it's like, who I need to talk to design this? Mm-hmm. Who do I need to talk to do this? Like, we got to come to a consensus.
Yeah.
Like, what is the formulation? Like, all this shit. I be tired.
I understand, girl.
I enjoy it because it's like every day. Like, the day go by so fast now. But by the time I leave, I be like, I gotta go. I be on my way home like.
I got so much stuff to do tomorrow, tonight, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't have enough hours in the day now.
My 6 months is approaching and I can feel that comfortability.
Yeah.
So keep side of your 6 month mark.
Yeah.
It was the same when I was with our old company.
Yeah.
Like, I remember having a breakdown like month five. Like, I just don't understand why this isn't clicking.
Oh.
What am I doing?
Like, I get it. Like, it's very, like, to me, it's not a hard job.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of y'all don't have shit.
Yeah.
I literally have to put like things in place. That's all. Like, to me, it's like, oh, it's just like conversation. I'm fine with talking to people. Like, it's fine. It's just a matter of there's no way to judge anything or to check anything. And then it's also like I'm technically on a team, but I'm also like a team of one.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm kind of on my own in figuring out how all this should look or what we should do about it. But other than that, I mean, I enjoy it. It's a good, it, I enjoy it. It's a great place to work. I work with dogs every day. I'm just chilling, you know?
Kirsten's office is, has an open dog policy.
Yes. Dogs of all shapes and sizes be in there.
So have you witnessed a dog fight yet? Or some, any tension?
Yeah. Like once. But it was real, like, it got, it was Henry, the white fluffy dog that I always
dog, yeah.
Yeah, that's very calm at all times. He doesn't usually get riled up.
Yeah.
There was a new dog in there. Her name was Luna. She was a Burmese mountain dog.
So also a big dog.
Also a big dog. Oh, shit. And Luna didn't take no shit.
Oh.
So it was like, Henry walked in, and what he normally does when he gets there, he, like, makes his rounds, goes to say hello to people so they can get his morning rub in. Like, that's what, he's one of those. Comes up to me, I give him a little rub, and then he like, makes eye contact with Luna, and it was like, he fell in love. Aww. Like, he was like, oh, she's new. So he walks over, like, going to introduce himself. I don't know what happened, but Luna was like, if you don't get the fuck away from me, bro.
Ooh, Luna was a Cardi. She wasn't here for it.
No. Other than that, she was fine. She just didn't,
what,
like,
did she just growl or, like?
She growled, and I think she barked, like, twice.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
So I was, I'm always showing my coworkers your snaps.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, my God! And my director was like, yeah, when we were with, I can't say the name because I don't want to say the name of my company, but my company is now made up of multiple websites. So, and he came from one of the original websites that is, was acquired by my overall company name. And I definitely, y'all would, it's a very well-known household name, so I'm not going to say it. But when he was like, yeah, when we were at the original company that he was with, he was, and it was much smaller.
Yeah.
He was like, we had an open door policy, a dog policy, but we had to get rid of it because there was too many incidents with dogs getting aggressive with each other and stuff. So he was like, it was fun. And then it got a little out of control. I was like, yeah, I was like, I think it works really well for, like, startup cultures if you have a, if you're a bigger company, you have, like, a set structure of how it's going to work. Cause I know, my friend works for Google and they have a open dog policy at their, facility here. But yeah, I was like, oh, I
for
wish.
The most part, because majority of the dogs in there are boys. Oh, like, wow. There's rarely a girl dog in there.
So how do they, how do y'all make sure they don't have accidents? Or they do? You just claim it? Like, I, that baby. The baby that was in there earlier this week.
The brown one?
The little baby. Little puppy.
They take them out regularly because we're on, like, the bottom floor. Gotcha. There's grassy areas right outside our door. So him, I mean, honestly, all he does is sleep. All he would do is sleep. So, like, we'd be walking by, Benji be in the middle of the floor knocked out because he's a puppy. So when he would wake up, she would just take him outside. Now, Rory the Morky is notorious for just peeing.
Well, you know, they have issues
they have
with
small bladders. Yeah, but honestly, I had, that doesn't happen very often. Like, it's like,
but y'all don't have carpet, do you?
It's carpet, but it's not, like, plush.
Gotcha.
It's very durable.
Gotcha.
So, for the most part, his owner will pick him up, take him outside every couple hours, and then that's fine. Rarely does is there an accident. And majority of the dogs in there are bigger dogs, so they go before they get there.
Yeah,
they don't need to
good.
Go for a good minute. I think Henry goes outside, like, twice.
Yeah.
That's it. They do pretty good. I mean, for the most part, and all the dogs in there are well-trained.
Yeah.
Like, none of them just run like a wild, well, Murphy, but Murphy is.
Who's Murphy?
The brown, he's a brown curly-haired dog.
I don't think I've seen him.
You probably have. He's usually with Henry. If I post him, him and Henry roll together.
I can't. With these damn.
They're usually together, but Murphy just has a lot of energy. He's well trained, but he just, like,
what kind of dog is he?
He's like a, he looks like a golden doodle,
but
he's actually poodle and, like, shepherd, like an Australian shepherd.
I've heard of those mixes.
Yeah, it's interesting, but he looks like a golden doodle.
Got you.
But he just has a bunch of energy.
And it's, Australian shepherds tend to have a lot of energy.
Murphy beef wall to wall in that bitch all day long.
Yeah,
all day long. And but he doesn't bark. He doesn't do anything. He it's just run and give me treats, and other than that he's fine. And up it's like two, I need a nap.
How come you haven't taken your doggies?
I probably won't take Ducky. Why? Is a little wild.
She's not ready yet.
No, Ducky gotta calm down just a little bit. And because she's the only girl, like, there have never been any other, as long as I've been there now, there's never been another girl dog that's been brought in. Mm-hmm. So other than Luna, but Luna was actually, she was being babysat by somebody that worked there.
Gotcha.
So it's like, Beans, I could bring. Mm-hmm. Beans would just be like, hey, bro, don't run up on me.
Yeah.
Him, I probably will do at some point. It's just a matter of picking a day where it's not too many dogs. Because I don't want him to be like
yappy
that, and I don't want him to be shocked. Like, I want to ease him into, like, okay, I know Henry. Okay, yeah. Then there's Rory, and then there's, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So eventually I'll bring him in. It's just gonna take some time.
That is funny,
it's absolutely hilarious, but it makes the days so much better. Mm-hmm. Like, Rory is so feisty and so tiny, and but he don't take no shit. Mm-hmm. Them Murphy be rolling up on Rory, Rory be. Like, oh God. And be going, all you see is him bouncing through
the
gosh. Like, Rory. But he's so sweet.
Aww.
They're all very sweet. So yeah, it makes the day, it makes your, keeps your stress levels down.
Yeah.
You know, like, because they're it's hard to be mad when a dog is sitting there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Unless the dog is acting an ass, but for the most part they don't.
Lord, we had an incident this week. Uh-oh. With Cardi.
What'd she do? What'd Cardi do?
It wasn't what Cardi did.
Mm-mm.
Okay. It was what she accidentally got into, which was not her fault. And
what did she get into?
Girl, somehow, some way, we're 99% sure Cardi consumed some marijuana.
Ducky did not too long ago.
Yeah. Like, she ate some?
Yeah. It messes with their equilibrium. Throws them off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It scared the shit out of me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they just fall over.
So I call Tyrell in a panic. Cardi is acting weird, babe. She is acting weird.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong? Well, she was fine. We went outside when I got home, and she used the restroom, and she's fine. And come back inside, and, like, a couple minutes later, she's, like, off balance.
Yeah.
Like, she's just walking weird.
Yeah.
Like, she's unstable.
Yeah. Can't get on her hind legs.
Right.
Yeah,
can't, like, and I'm like, I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah.
And she's shaking.
Yeah.
She's got, like, tremors.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, call the vet, tell them her symptoms, and if they feel like she needs to come in, then we can take her in. I'm going to head home. Mm-hmm. He's like, but send me a video. So I send her a video of her, like, standing there, like, a little tremble.
Yeah,
you know me, I'm freaking it out. I'm Googling everything. Yeah. And what's coming up is this vestibular disease. Okay.
That?
Something that, like, basically a bad ear disease.
Okay.
And it's, but it's like, it's also called old dog's disease because it typically, exactly. But I'm like, oh my God, but she has had, you know, an ear infection and da da da. Oh my God. Like, what if she's just a rare case?
Yeah.
So I call Blue Pearl.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out if I didn't bring my dog in. I don't know what's going on. So they're like, okay, well, give me the symptoms. When's the last time she ate? Has she thrown up? Has she da-da-da? Ma'am, do you all consume marijuana in your household?
Yes.
I was like,
yes.
Well, it sounds like a classic case of the dog ingesting marijuana.
Yeah, a classic case.
I was like, oh, what do I do? Do I need to bring
you
her in?
Let it run its course.
She was like, yeah, she should be fine. If she starts, like, vomiting or having severe mm-hmm. diarrhea, bring her in. But just try to get her to drink water mm-hmm. and let her get some exercise out. Mm-hmm. It really just depends on how much they consumed mm-hmm. and the dog. And mm-hmm. da-da-da. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I called Tyrell and I'm like, so... He's like, well, let me get home and see. I know where all my stuff is, so I'll be able to tell if she got into it.
Uh-huh.
But I think there may have been, like, a roach or something, because they were smoking outside this weekend, mm-hmm. and maybe, like, they flicked it in the carport or the yard, and maybe she got into it she was literally fine when I got home.
Yeah.
Something between when she was outside and came back
uh-huh.
in. So that was my... Thursday, I think it was.
I was there. Like, I know the feeling.
I know the feeling.
Poor it happened
baby.
Over Christmas, and it was my brother's fault, and I let his ass have it.
Ooh.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
He was like, Kirsten, the dog didn't get it. I said, how? Because she ate. He left the ashtray sitting on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I said, she ate part of the ashtray, Ricky. It wasn't no weed in there. I said, are you sure?
There probably was some droplets. No, it wasn't.
Because I said, Ricky, I said, I just watched this dog tumble in my damn kitchen. I know for a fact she got some.
She's stoned.
Because they have, she can't hold her bladder all of a sudden. She almost pooped on the couch. Because I said, and I saw it. I said, oh, girl, you about to poop. And she just couldn't control it. Yeah. And I was like, my dog is high as hell. And it's not my fault.
It's scary.
It is scary because it comes out of nowhere. Yeah. It just hits them. And you're like, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And then I was eyes dilated. Tyrell, her eyes are always that big. No, they're not, Tyrell.
No.
Yeah, no.
They're not.
Scared. I'd be like, really? Poor girl. She like, she couldn't.
Yeah.
She was like this.
Couldn't hold her head up.
Yeah, nose down. I'm like, oh.
Head just bobbing in the wind.
Yeah. I know the feeling. I know exactly how you feel.
I was like, oh, Cardi, I'm sorry.
I felt so bad.
I don't think you're enjoying this.
Her ass slept.
Yeah, Cardi was pretty sleepy.
Ducky was
She just was shaky.
Yeah.
Because they said that it makes their temperature like go up and down, up and down. So Tyra was like, she was just cold. I was like, yes, it makes their temperature fluctuate. So yes, she was cold.
Yeah. I just kept, I said, Ducky, just drink some water. Because the only thing is like, if they get dehydrated, that's when it's a problem.
Yeah.
But luckily, the next day, she was back to normal.
Was she super hungry the next day?
Not really. Because
Cardi's been tearing food up.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Ducky's always hungry as shit. Oh, okay. That's the thing. So to me, it was like typical hungry as hell.
Gotcha.
She be acting like I don't feed her at all.
Girl, that was scary.
I know how you. I cried. I called my mama crying. I said, "Mom, my dog is dying." Like I instantly thought she was dying, and it took me through all the emotions of how I felt when Beans got attacked, and like. Yeah. I was like, I can't go through this again. I called Marlon. I was like, babe,
Lord.
The dog. He was like, babe, what's wrong? I was like, the dog. Something's wrong with the dog. He said, Beansy? What's wrong with Beansy? I said, no, it's Duck. He was like, what happened to Ducky? I was like, I don't know, but she can't stand up.
She's stoned.
I was freaking out.
Yeah.
And I called my brother and went off. He was like, well, I don't understand. I said, no, my issue with you is you don't listen.
Uh-oh.
That was like our big fight while he was here.
Uh-oh.
Big old fight. And my mom was like, my brother's like, Mom, nothing's wrong with that dog. My mom was like, Ricky, I saw the dog fall. I know that dog is high.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I said, you just can't take responsibility, can you? Just can't take responsibility. And then it just went downhill from there. I said, look, next time you come. Either you put that shit up, or I'm putting.
That's what I told her. I was like, you need to be mindful about where you're flicking any roaches, and you need to be mindful about where you're stashing your stuff. You need a box,
exactly.
And where, and when you're rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's dive into some happenings lately.
Yeah, right. Let's do it. We can start with the Millennium Tour has officially kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was in New York. Bow Wow took a tumble as well during that show last night. Don't know what happened, but it did not.
Wait,
he survived.
Say that again.
Bow Wow took a tumble during the show as he was rapping. Poor fella. But he'll be okay.
First Oprah, now Bow Wow.
I mean, it's funny. What made me laugh?
Is Oprah it on said, video?
Yes.
Let me see.
What made me laugh is that Oprah was talking about balance at the time.
Right.
I was like, how ironic. You talk about balance and then you fall.
Right.
Poor thing.
Let me see this. Where did he
That's what I said. Where did he fall? Like, he just disappeared.
The best part is the man in the back in the orange jumpsuit. Watch him. Watch him.
Let me look. Oh, he goes.
Ah! Hands on the head. Like, oh, no.
No.
Bow Wow down. Bow Wow down.
He put his hands on his head.
Well, boo, I hope you feel better.
Okay.
I hope you're okay. I hope there's no broken bones. Okay. Because I am still crazy for Bow Wow, okay?
Bow Wow is an attractive little man, I tell you.
I want you to be successful out here.
Yep.
And that ain't it. Hopefully, the video stops. I don't know. We don't know if he got back up and the show went on. We don't know if he pulled a Michelle and was like a spring.
I mean, Michelle was like, boop, boop. She popped up real quick.
In choreography. Okay. False. Backs up. I need a soldier.
Like, damn.
You are the soldier, Michelle.
That is called professionalism.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Nicki Minaj's husband was arrested for failing to register as a sex offender, but he is still facing federal charges. The case was dismissed, but then they said that he is also facing federal charges. I guess on... Is it a sex crime, though? That I don't know. But
a new sex crime?
I think so. Let me
I look. Thought he was just facing federal charges because this is the second time that he's been... He's been caught... Well, this is the second time that it's come up that he has yet to register to be a sex offender. It was like 10 years ago or something that he was arrested or something and they found out that he didn't file. And then it just happened again. And so now it's like...
It's a problem.
Yeah. I think from what I read. And I'm like, nigga, how dumb can you be?
Just file.
Oh my God. I saw something funny on the internet. Somebody mocking Meek Mill, like saying... It was like Meek Mill wrote a note to Nicki Minaj and it was like, hey, Ma, want to make amends. Let's meet at the park. Oh, wait, you can't bring your baby, your husband or whatever. My bad. Something like that. It was funny.
That is funny.
I didn't execute that well, but it was funny.
That's funny. We can talk politics for a hot second.
Oh.
Elizabeth Warren has dropped out of the race.
Yep.
What's her name? Tulsi Gabbard is still in the race for some odd reason.
Because she's being funded by Russians.
Essentially. She doesn't like to hear that, but she is.
And it's how else are you able to sustain this?
I mean, like, but she's in like two debates.
She's got like one electoral vote.
That's it.
Ma'am.
Let it go.
Why are you here?
Move on.
Why are you here?
I mean.
And how are you sustaining this? I don't understand. I did see a couple of Tulsi signs though when I was driving around Kirkwood.
Really?
Yeah. I saw a bunch of political signs down there. Mm. Some Amy signs, Tulsi signs.
I believe that in Kirkwood.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris has come out and endorsed Joe Biden. All the moderates are...
Saw that coming.
Coming together against Bernie. They're
if
all
y'all watched
behind Joe.
Power this season and saw the DNC's character and how... They were interacting with
that's how they
Tate
operate.
And the other lady. That literally is how they operate, y'all.
Yep.
Don't get it twisted.
They pick who they think is going to win the best.
They have literally what happens is they figure out once who they think is the most electable.
Mm-hmm.
They'll fully back that candidate. And then they'll go to people that are dropping out and they'll promise them things. Mm-hmm. So, and now whether or not they keep their promise is a thing, but we'll promise you this place in the cabinet. We'll promise you this. We'll promise you this amount of money to support your Senate campaign now that you've dropped out. Like, and that's how they get people to endorse whatever candidate they're pushing for.
Yep.
And the DNC is very traditional in regards to politics, so they're not going to be going for a Bernie Sanders.
Absolutely
they don't. They're,
he
doesn't.
Pushes against
he's not even a Democrat.
No,
he's an independent.
But runs as a Democrat.
Yeah. So yeah, not surprised.
Mm-mm.
They're going through and they're checking all their boxes.
Yep. Elizabeth hasn't come out and endorsed anyone yet. She's taking her sweet time, as she should.
I don't know if she will. Honestly,
I don't think she will either. Might as well just let it be.
Let it be.
But I am disappointed. She did have the best black agenda. Her shit was.
She did. Lit. She had a lot of the best agendas.
Yeah,
period. Very well thought
out.
I just
like that the detail and how it was going to get done. Is so many of these candidates that have. Oh, I'm going to do this, but how? How? What? How are you planning to do all this?
Elizabeth had details, and I had literally just made up my mind like a few weeks ago. I was like, I'm gonna vote for Elizabeth.
I really liked her.
And here
now
we are.
She's gone. Yep.
So now I don't know what the fuck I'm about to do.
Me neither. It's going to be interesting.
I am leaving early to vote on March 24th, whether or not I actually go vote or not.
Well, you know, early voting is out right now.
Nah, I want to leave early on March. It's my birthday week.
I know. I figure.
No, I'm going to go vote. Delta women vote.
Everyone should be voting. It's important. If you don't vote, you can't be upset when shit doesn't pan out the way you want it. That's simple. Let's see. What else is going on in the world of nonsense? Megan Thee Stallion has been going through some...
First of all, I believe her, but...
A lot of people are alleging that this is just a rollout for her her new EP that just dropped, Sugar.
Yeah, which we'll talk about in a few. Okay. But here's my thing. Oh, it looks like... Oh, no, she didn't delete it. If you are filing a lawsuit because you have not been paid, or you've been paid a very small fraction of what you've generated and it doesn't align with whatever deal you have with that person, and whatever the situation is, if you're filing a lawsuit to get more money from someone, this is what you don't post on social media that you just purchased.
That's a lot of money. What does that say?
Hot girl. Do not post a probably $10,000 chain.
She's not paying her production. Like, everything that she's done, she's had to pay for. Like, she's had to pay for her studio time and all that. But they get a cut of her tour money, her, I think, master
royalties. Isn't she suing them?
I think she filed a restraining order.
She filed a restraining order, I thought, after the fact.
What would she be suing them for? I know she wants to redo her contract. So
I'm confused. If she's asking for money.
They're suing her. They're doing a countersuit because she owes them money.
Yeah.
At least according to them, allegedly.
My thing is, if you're doing any kind of lawsuit that involves money.
Don't be posting shit like that.
It's kind of like when you're buying a house.
Yeah.
Don't go out and buy no car. Mm-mm. Bitch.
Don't do none of that shit.
Bitch. Why?
Because they go, your loan is going to fall through. They're going to be like, bitch, what are you buying?
And the judge is going to be like, bitch, what is this chain?
You can afford it. Pay them what they are
right.
Owed. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think it was her production company wasn't allowing her to release music.
I saw that. Because
she owed them money.
Okay, so that was it, because she owes them money.
Like, apparently, according to her contract, it's like a 60-40 split, which isn't terrible. But it's not. I mean, it's still pretty bad. But she is supposed to be, like, her money, she pays for her own studio time. She, like, takes care of all that. But they do get a piece of her tour money, merch, and I think, like, royalties, like a percentage. And I guess at first she was paying it, and then
whenever it sounds like from when I read the guy's perspective from the record label, she stopped paying or like talking to them when she signed with
Roc Nation.
Yeah,
once she got with Roc Nation
for management.
Yes.
First of all, that's confusing as fuck too.
It's too much.
She has three different.
Yeah, she has a production deal, distribution deal,
and then a management deal.
That's three. Different companies taking a piece of your money.
Thank you.
Fuck that. Fuck. I would not. Mm-mm. That's too much. That's way too much.
Y'all need to learn. This is why y'all need to have the patience of Jesus and Chance the Rapper.
Okay. He got all his masters, all his money, and it's all to himself.
Okay. So it may take longer to do different things.
Right. But three, you got production, distribution.
But the thing that gets women, I feel like, particularly in trouble is because it's harder for us to maintain the lifestyle than it is for, like, especially if you're like a Chance the Rapper whose image was very low key. His image was never like associated with flashiness.
And it still is.
So, you know, he can go to Old Navy and get his tour outfits.
Yeah, women.
But women, it's like we're expected to have these $1,000 wig, new $1,000 wigs every week, all this makeup, full time makeup staff, all these outfits, all this. So it's like, damn. And it's kind of like if you don't fit into that image, will you really pop?
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah. Well, everybody has come out and said female artists are more expensive to break. Always have been. It just is what it is. Like, because there's so much more that goes into it. Men can throw on a white tee and some jeans and call it a day.
And move on.
And they ain't even got to take a shower.
Okay.
Women got to smell good.
They may need someone to twist up their dreads or line their hair up.
That's about it.
That's it.
Real simple. A $20 haircut. That's it.
Or if you're Future... $100 haircut.
I mean, if you pay $100.
Was that Future that said that? I think it was Future.
Is it Future?
Pay $100 for a lineup.
I think so. Like I would never. Let me just put that out
there's
there
no need for that Future.
At all. What type of magicry? Whatever fuck the word is.
Magicry.
I just made that. what type of sorcery
sorcery
is going on that your barber charged you $100 to line it up? Because you ain't cutting your hair. You got dreads.
You're just lining it up.
Yes,
sir.
No.
That's nothing to brag about. Not you're getting scammed.
No, exactly. That is a ripoff. You should look into that because that's expensive.
That's like when I found out LeBron James had a full-time barber that he met in Miami and moved him up to Cleveland when he went back to Cleveland. Sir, for what hairline?
I mean, your hair, every season his damn headband was getting further and further back.
You got this man on salary for that?
I'm saying.
You getting scammed.
I mean, he did get a hair transplant, so it's coming back.
Lord.
It's slowly but surely he's getting his hairline back.
I wonder if
he
met that man
back in
L.A. I met somebody, like the barber's like cousin or somebody in Miami. That's how I found out about that. He was like, yeah, my brother or my cousin or something is LeBron James barber. And I was like, oh, wow, tell me about it. Tell me more.
Right. How's that working out? Right. Because he ain't got shit to cut.
Well, he moved him to Cleveland with him. I was like, damn.
All right. He's pretty good then, I guess. Congrats to him.
Right.
For making $100,000 for cutting some hair.
For cutting
LeBron's
hair. That's
hair.
Barely there.
I'm saying.
So, that's anyways, back to Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes. So, one, she got way too many people in her pot taking shit. Like, that's the other thing. The music industry is very predatory. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't got this? You got to do this. Let's sign a contract. Like, so many people are trying to get a piece of what's yours. And it's just, it's too much. And she has way too many people in her ear. Now, I don't know the full story about what's going on with her. But I think if you owe the people some money, just pay the people your money.
She needs to refinance her record deals.
Yes. Refinance and get a better interest rate.
Right, girl. It's time to refinance.
The Fed just cut rates. You can let refinance, boo. It's time to refinance.
But I think, yeah, women are more vulnerable
they
in
are.
That industry.
They are.
For the predatory, because it's like,
you got to look a certain way. If you don't have the image, you're
right.
not going to pop.
Oh, well, we'll pay for you to get your ass done.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pay for this. We'll pay for that. It's like, okay.
Exactly.
I got to get it to pop. I got to get it. Look this way to pop.
Yep. Yep.
So
it's unfortunate.
It is, man.
I mean, I wish her all the best. Megan is very talented. And I mean, she started an entire movement. She should have trademarked. I don't know if she's has she trademarked Hot Girl Summer yet?
Probably not.
She should.
Somebody else probably has.
She's missing out on some money.
Somebody else probably has. That could be a whole brand right there.
You could do an entire merch
line. Like when Drake trademarked YOLO.
Yeah.
He knew.
He's smart.
He been in the business, though.
He has.
People forget that.
Drake been around for over a
decade. And he's Jewish. And y'all know.
Jewish people don't play.
With money.
At all. They
okay.
keep their shit to
Historically,
themselves.
Historically, they are the merchants okay. of society.
Jewish people be on it.
His mama was probably like,
let me line by line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not paying for that. Take that back.
Right.
No. Aubrey, you're going to keep this. This is going to stay in our area.
Right.
We're not going to outsource that. We can find
how much money he's worth.
According to Forbes, which is grossly miscalculated, apparently, I think they said he's worth like $100 million or something, but that seems very low.
I was thinking that.
That seems very low for him.
Yeah.
But who knows?
But also, yeah, when I've always wondered him, Nicki Minaj, how that has been working out considering their record label and what we know is going on with Lil Wayne and what had happened with Tyga and all the Young Money, Cash Money people. So I'm always I wonder.
I think Drake has released his last album on them.
Okay.
I want to say he's doing his own thing now.
Got you.
Because he branched off from them a long time ago.
Yeah.
He really isn't associated with them like that anymore.
Yeah.
So I think he did his last album with them. I want to say Scorpion was the last one.
Okay.
And now he's moving. I think he's going to go independent.
Fully under OVO.
He should.
His own, yeah.
That would be smart.
Yeah.
Keep your money in.
Man, I tell you, it's a tricky world out there, guys.
Yep.
If you can, be an independent artist.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
It takes longer, but it'll be worth it in the end.
It's
I tell
hard.
You.
Or sign just... If you
get a lawyer. Before you get to sign the shit, get a lawyer. Have a lawyer sign that shit and get multiple lawyers' opinions because the first consultation is free.
I'd love to read an article about the best record companies, like hip hop companies to be affiliated with. I always feel like TDE, I don't know what their splits are or anything like that. But
TDE takes, from what I can tell, they take care of their artists.
That's the thing. And they're very also like non-competitive. They want like their whole label to be successful because it's like
how they don't release calculated albums they are at the same time. It's always this person's turn. Everybody else waits.
And you never hear about anything.
Mm-hmm. Never. Everybody has their own, like, all right, it's your turn. Your turn is coming up.
Right.
But we're going to let him release, let him have his moment.
And it also seems like, I don't know if they make it mandatory or if it's like just something that they, as a family of a record label, has agreed upon, but it's like they make their artist do features on their other artists' albums.
Which
it's
is like beautiful. Because Kendrick's been on a lot of
everybody's
shit. Yeah.
And same, like, you'll just see everybody, like SZA on a J-Rock song, J-Rock on a Sir song. You know, it's like, I wonder if that's like mandatory for them.
Maybe. Who knows? Well.
What else has been going on?
Let's see. Oh, I just had it. Oh, did you see?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. You want me to go?
Go ahead.
You know, I want to trash talk. All this Kylie Jenner. Somebody said Kylie Jenner. Is that Kylie Jenner dressed like Khloe Kardashian dressed like Beyonce?
Yeah, she. I don't know what's going on. She getting browner and browner every time I see her. It's weird.
Do you think
I don't
she's
follow
really
any
channeling
of them.
Beyonce?
I mean, it's been a lot of bitch stole my look. She could be. I mean, the best form of flattery is imitation.
That's fucking weird. They're weird. They are weird. And white women just, that's the thing, like.
White women do shit like that regularly.
But they're just hyping it up, like People Mag and all this stuff. Oh my God, you look so good.
And what annoys me is that black women don't get the same.
Well, also what annoys me even more is black women that go hard for them. Oh my God, they're so bad. They're so beautiful.
They're so built and manufactured.
Why are people so hating on them? I just don't understand. They're women. Let them be them.
I just, like, when you look at Kylie's before and after photo, because she has quite a few, she looks so different. Now, I will say she's one that has owned, she hasn't owned if she's gotten her butt and boobs done, but she's owned her lip fillers. She has owned the fact that she has lip fillers.
She had?
Yeah, she came out and
speak
was
of
like,
the devil.
I have lip fillers. And I was like, oh, well, thanks for being nice. And, like, admitting to the world that, you know, you've bought some things. But I think she got her boobs and her butt done.
Oh, yeah. Definitely boobs. I mean, that's a staple. That's like a rite of passage, I feel like, if you grow up in L.A.
Yeah.
But it's just weird. This whole picture threw me.
The one in the green?
The one in the green.
Yeah.
And then the one in the...
She looks like a black woman.
Yeah. I am Alonzo Arnold commented, Kylance Janoles. Lord. But yeah, I just had to, you know, I had to shit talk about that. What else? What were you going to say?
The clip of the little dark skinned girl getting her hair done.
Oh, yeah.
And she looked in the camera and tried to say she was ugly. I just like the hairdresser's response of like, girl, don't say that.
That made me cry.
It was so sad. And it literally speaks to how little black girls see themselves across the world. And I'll guarantee you she got that from some little kid that has said that to her multiple times.
Yeah.
Somebody has said that to that little girl and she started believing it. And then, but did you see there was another video of her, like, I don't know if it was after she got her hair done or something, she was in the camera again talking, I am so pretty. Ooh, she was like, ooh, look at my dimples. I was like, oh.
It takes that reaffirmation.
It does.
I feel like that I've had many moments like that as a child, especially, and very young too.
Yeah.
Like I remember being in early elementary school thinking I am not pretty.
Yep.
I am ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, especially when it had to do with hair, I've always been very, very sensitive about hair. Cause I feel I've very rarely liked my hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not even that it's a lot of factors. I can't do hair. Mm-hmm. So I get very frustrated with my hair because I don't have the capacity to make that shit pop like other people can get up now, in there and do stuff. I can't
do my hair with my hands. Like, I can't. When it comes to curl, I suck at a curling iron. I suck at a wand. Really? I can't do none of that.
And that's
shit.
Where I can do the basics.
I'm great at with my hands on some hair. That no. I easily. I can make it pop.
No, I
but
can't.
But with a damn curling iron, my shit be looking crazy. I just something about the wrist work that
look
it
at the flick of the wrist.
Yeah, my wrist don't flick right. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know.
Nonetheless,
yeah,
I felt that little girl, and
I understood it. I was like, I've been there.
I've been there too.
We've
sweetie.
All been there, boo, and I get it. But you, that little girl, she is such a pretty chocolate
she
little
was.
Girl. She is so cute, so chocolate, and she. The lady, her, the hairdresser said, "You got dimples, girl. You got two dimples. You know how many people wish they had dimples?"
I felt
dimples?
That too, because I got one ass dimple,
girl.
I was like, I don't, sis.
You know how many people wish they had some dimples?
I do.
You
I
got a dimple.
I wish I had done that.
But even still, just the one. And yours be popping without even really trying.
I know.
You know how many, I wish I had dimples, damn it.
She got two.
She got whole two.
Two.
Mm. Damn. People be wishing for dimples. People get their cheeks pierced. To get dimples.
Okay, see now. But yes, that hairdresser's response was golden.
It was. She handled it so well.
I was like, wait, I need her.
Right. The way she just was like, hold up. She said, girl, don't say that.
Right. That's what we're not going to do.
Yeah, she was like, okay, yeah, no.
Right.
Mm-mm. She was like, don't you,
you
ever.
Beautiful.
Yes. She handled it so well.
It was
well.
Emotional.
The coronavirus is still spreading across the nation. I need y'all to chill the fuck out, though, because... majority of the time you'll be fine. It's literally the flu. Like,
it's really like pneumonia.
Yeah, it's pneumonia. But majority of the people that are dying from coronavirus are older.
The same people that die from pneumonia.
Older with pre-existing
that are more
conditions.
Susceptible,
yeah,
say,
weakened immune system. So if
and
you
young kids
had cancer,
and
like or if you have been through chemo, things like that, okay, I understand.
Issues.
But y'all young folks that's out here with these damn surgical masks on.
If y'all don't.
Chill the fuck out.
Wash your hands.
That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. And it's just, I don't like the way the media projects it. It's like this mass hysteria.
Yep.
Coronavirus cases now reaching 300. Okay.
Do you know how many people there are in this country? There's, I think, what, 3,000 something cases worldwide?
No, it's way more than 3,000 worldwide.
Is it?
It's like 80,000
is
worldwide
it? I think
including China
hold
it's
on.
Well over 80 grand 80
worldwide 000. Cases
Italy alone has 6,000 I think now 3 to 6
maybe it was 3,000 in the U but I don't think it's that
it's
many,
not
in,
that
the
many
US.
In the U.S.
I just heard it was 3,000 somewhere
something in the U.S. in
3,000 deaths I'm sorry
okay.
3,600
okay.
deaths
got it okay.
And people like there's 3,600 deaths
okay 3,600
literally
people die every day B.
I went to high school with 2,500 people
that's not a lot on the grand scheme of things like the grand scale it's not a lot. It's actually a very small percentage
of people.
You have a higher chance of dancing from the actual flu than you do from the coronavirus. But that's neither here nor there. I just need y'all to chill. I just need y'all to chill. I just, like, it's not to, like, I think I read something like, if you have, for majority of the time, people with coronavirus don't know they have it, and it'll probably go away before they even realize that they had it to begin with. Like, it's not something that... is so it's not the plague like it's not
oh,
the black
no.
plague
and I just read about the
people
plague.
Ain't just dying
that
from
is
walking
miserable.
Outside
that's
what I
miserable.
Need the world to understand
yeah yeah now if you are elderly yes
you should be concerned
you should stay home
yeah stay your ass in the house
you should probably
the majority of the world is fine
yeah
you know what I mean just, like calm down like my aunt she just recovered from breast cancer
so
she needs to stay
her
stay ass
home.
In the house
let's be, not travel
yeah let's not
but I'm gonna
know.
Be out here
no my aunt is still gonna live her best life she's already made that painfully clear
okay
she was like because they're going to Costa Rica next month
okay
so she asked my mom is it coronavirus in the U.S. and Costa Rica was like no they don't have any cases cool
but it is coronavirus on that
the plane
plane.
Yeah.
And at that airport
I think with that she's gonna I think her doctor is supposed to be like figuring
so she
out
should wear a mask
she'll probably wear a mask but yeah so just be, it's really just about being cognizant of your surroundings, like being aware. Wash your hands like you should have been doing since you was a kid. Wash your damn hands.
Cover your mouth when you cough.
Get some hand sanitizer if you can find it.
But I will. Okay. So another thing that's similar to coronavirus is bronchitis, right? Yes. Like it spreads pretty much the same way. And I will say, from my experience getting bronchitis, that shit spreads
it does.
Like fucking wet, rapid
does.
Fire.
Yeah, it
and
does.
The thing that is unique about like bronchitis and pneumonia, especially if people have like walking pneumonia and coronavirus, is that like Kirsten was saying, a lot of times you don't show like flu symptoms. Uh-huh. Like you're not like out of, you're not taken out with like, where your body aches and your head hurts and you're running a nose and you probably you have a fever, but it's more so a cough that is like ongoing.
It won't
and
go
so
away.
You pass it on because you're going about life as normal and you just have this nasty cough. Like you may be a little sick more than that for like a day or two, but it'll pass, but you still have this nasty cough for the longest. So a lot of times with bronchitis and pneumonia, people have had it for weeks, if not a month, before they go to the doctor. Like, I've had this cough for 3 weeks, so I'm finally coming in. It's like, well, you definitely have bronchitis.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to us, Pierre. That nigga had a cough for like a month.
Yeah.
And we had been telling him, please go to the doctor. Please go to the doctor. Please go to the doctor. I'm not sick.
Yes, you are.
Comes back. I've got bronchitis. By that time,
nigga, you don't infect all of us, the whole office.
It's like 7 people got bronchitis. Yeah. It's 30 people in this damn office.
Like, really, bro? That should have been
still
wearing
made
a mask.
Me mad. I never had bronchitis before that. Moving on.
Okay.
So yeah, y'all just be mindful.
Yes. Be mindful, be aware of your surroundings, and you should be A-okay.
And don't be vulnerable.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's pretty much all I've got thus far, unless you can think of something.
We hit all my points.
Okay.
Work playlist?
Yep.
Whoa, buddy. I think this was the best week of new music in 2020 so far. I was slightly overwhelmed with all the joy that hit in my Spotify. So we talked about Meg and how she released Sugar. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
It's not as good as the Tina Show is still my favorite thing that she has released.
Yes.
But Kirsten, what are some of your favorite songs off of Sugar?
Let me pull up Savage.
Me too.
I know
that's
Savage
my favorite song.
One. Bitch is a good one, but I had heard that before this came out.
That was a lead single. I bet Tyrell gonna come home and say, so can I call you a bitch since Meg Thee Stallion? No.
No.
Go away. Try again tomorrow.
A lot of men have probably attempted to say that now.
Right.
And I wanna say it's Crying in the Car.
I like that one
That's
little
about
bit.
It.
Yeah. I liked Savage as well, and I really like Stop Playing with Gunna.
Oh, yeah.
Please stop playing with me, bitch. Please stop playing with me. And then I added in a hoe for that next time.
Okay.
I was like, hoe. Please stop. But I like The Crying in the Car, and I also like Ain't Equal.
Yeah.
Those are some of my favorites. So we got Meg. New Meg is always great. This lawsuit is trying to slow its... trying to slow down our hot girl spring.
Yep.
But we shall overcome. We also got new music from Lil Uzi Vert.
I heard that song.
I haven't have you listened to the album?
No, I haven't.
I haven't finished the album. I started listening to it, and you know Lil Uzi.
I like Lil Uzi.
Uzi got the hottest producers in the game.
Yeah, he does.
Honestly.
I like him. He's so sassy.
He's
That's really
so
why I like
sassy.
Him.
The beats are banging, just like normal Uzi.
Yep.
But the lead single off of this, well, there were two. First, he let out Futsal Shuffle, which I liked. I feel like we talked about that when that came out a couple weeks ago. And then he released That Way a couple days before the overall album, and it samples Backstreet Boys That Way, and I love it. I love it. If y'all workout song, just a lit song, that I love it. I want it that way. Imagine that, but on this hard ass beat, bruh. It's a banger.
Okay.
But yeah, y'all listen to Uzi. If you like Uzi, I do. Cash Doll also released a new song.
Yes.
Wake that ass up. Bitch, I'm up. Yeah. I'm up. The fuck? I also love that song. I need it in an alarm.
Yes, you do.
for when Tyrell comes in 3 minutes before my alarm's supposed to be going off. I thought you were supposed to be Amma.
God damn. The fuck?
Shit. So y'all listen to that.
I can't.
Coffee also has a...
I love coffee.
Me too. Mm. I really like coffee. So I don't know if it's this that new. I just discovered it. It was on my new music recommendations. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of what they call it on Spotify. Mm-hmm. But it's called W and it features Gunna.
Yes.
What a great song.
It's a great song.
Guys, it's such a feel-good song. Yes. Makes me want to go on vacation.
Yes. I love coffee. She's fire.
She is.
I love it. Really is. Honestly, I love the name and I love the way she spells it.
Me too.
I was like, I low-key would name a child that.
Okay.
I would. I think
you're taking it too far. It's a great rap name, though.
I would. Maybe a middle name.
Okay.
I'd give a middle name Coffee. Okay. I think it's cute. Especially if I have like chocolate babies. Mm. Coffee would be fire. Mm. But that's just me. Go ahead.
Alrighty.
It is a great singer name though.
Ooh. Sorry. But that song, it just makes the blood radiate through my veins. I
love her. Coffee is fire.
I was, when I saw that he was on it, I was kind of like, ugh.
But he did a good job.
He added to that shit.
Yes, he did.
I like Gunna though.
I do too.
And then last but not least, Kirsten doesn't listen to them. And a lot of y'all may not either. This is one of my favorite white artists in the game. If you haven't heard of them, their name is Haim. They're three sisters.
Don't know
I've been following them now for, they're getting ready to release their third album. I am an avid listener of both of their first two albums. I love pretty much everything that they put out. Mm-hmm. This is their second single that they released that I guess is coming on this new album. It's called Steps. They are kind of like a mashup of Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
This is going to sound crazy, but it's like a little bit of like Destiny's Child, a lot of Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
A little bit of Fleetwood Mac. Like, I can't even describe what they sound like. Mix. But y'all, just give them a chance. You may not like them. It's not really a poppy feel, but it is kind of like a poppy folk. I can't describe it. I love them.
Folk. Okay.
Go back, listen to their, if you give it a try, listen to their first two albums. You may have heard one or two of their songs because they're pretty popular worldwide.
Okay.
And I've been dying to see them live, but I have nobody that I know that listens to them to go with. So
I have never heard of them.
I love them.
Okay.
So check them out. Their newest single is Steps. H-A-I-M.
Okay.
Hey, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, that's all I have. It was, like I said, I had quite a bit, but it was a wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful week of new music.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I mean, you named it all. Other than, I don't know if you've heard the Mahalia featuring LMA song.
Mm-hmm. I talked about that.
Did we?
Last week or the week before.
Oh, okay. That's
what
all.
What you did. Have you seen that video?
No.
Watch it. It's kind of weird. Oh, well, okay. The overall video isn't weird, but there's just one scene where they're like sitting in this car and there's a fire in front of them and they're just looking back at the camera and it's like they're staring at us like... It's really weird. They look like two ghost children.
Oh, okay.
Watch it.
Okay.
I love that song, though.
It is a great song. Mm-hmm. That's it. Honestly, it. Anything else I was going to name, you got right to it.
Pow, pow.
Pow, pow.
Bitch.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Please stop playing with me.
I think Pink Sweats came out with something.
He did. I haven't listened to it yet, though.
Damn, what is the name of that song? Because I heard it. Oh, I see. Haim on New Music Friday. I'll take a listen. Jessie Reyes released something. I like her.
They didn't tell me that. I don't listen to much Jessie Reyes.
Usually don't, but every now and then she has something that's pretty good. Where the fuck is it? Pink Sweats. 17. That's what it is. It's a good song.
Okay, I'll go. It was on my list and I just didn't get down that far.
He's good. I mean, I just like Pink Sweats in general.
Yeah.
He's a great artist.
He's very talented.
Yes, he is. Honestly, that's it.
Alrighty. That's all I've got. Any emails?
No emails this week. Y'all were doing good for a hot second now. Y'all was on it. Let's get back to it.
AskNSFW@gmail.com. Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
So for the professional clapback this week, I wanted to talk about how you handle someone that, and we may have talked about something similar before, but it only wants to work with you or connect with you when it benefits them. Ugh. And how to address that. Okay. I had that come up this week for a partner that I was doing, trying to get mm-hmm. on board and trying to help them. And they were being unresponsive, mm-hmm. canceling calls, meetings last minute. And, you know, I had to listen to my male team member that was like, you got to cut that nigga loose. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a nigga, but he was talking about it. He was like, think about it. If you were dating this person,
you would let their asses go by now. Yep.
And I was like, damn, that's very true. So this week, of course, just like niggas that you have to cut loose, they always come back around.
Always.
This partner came back around and I had to give them a call and lay it down and basically respectfully say, look, it feels like you actually, I don't even think I said it feels like. I think I said so far in this, since we've launched this program, you have been very disconnected. And I told her that in order to move forward, I'm going to fully need a proof of commitment from mm-hmm. you. You have to come in, mm-hmm. you have to meet me, mm-hmm. and we have to talk about whether or not this is right for you. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's really a professional clapback per se.
That's a good way to handle it, though.
But just letting people know in the professional mm-hmm. world, just like you would if you were dating someone, that it's
ain't
unacceptable.
Got time for that shit.
Exactly.
You gonna do it or you not? It's real simple.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Laying down the law mm-hmm. if you can, mm-hmm. and figuring out a way to get their buy-in 100% for that moment, not letting them slide with the normal behaviors, but making them do a little something extra to show their commitment to the business or your agreement or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my advice for this week.
That's very good.
She's supposed to be coming in next week.
See if she shows up.
I'll keep y'all posted on if she shows up or if she cancels last minute, like she's been prone to do. And you know what? It always just frustrates me. She's a black woman. And I'm like, sis, do better. Do better.
Good deal. I like it. That's very good. I mean, I've done that. I mean, I have a client now that she signed an agreement last year before I got there. She ain't done shit. Mm. And it's like, sis, I mean, you
do better.
Yeah. And it was like, I mean, you signed it. So what's the deal? Now, granted, her first experience wasn't that positive, but that also goes to the person that was there before I got there. But it's also like you haven't reached out either to like get things to voice your concern, yeah, like you haven't done anything. What happened? Yeah. I've been trying to get in touch with her for 2.5 weeks. Just finally talked to her a week ago, and I was like, "Ma'am, what is going on?"
Right.
Oh well, you know, the first one just didn't go well. I said, "Well, why not tell anybody?" Like, there are things in place for things to go well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware of that, but like you have things that make
can't help if we don't know there's
yeah.
an issue.
So yeah, people like that. If I done reached out to you at least 3 times and you ain't got back to me, on to the next. I ain't got right. time. Not a lick of time.
Right.
Tip.
It's on you, sis.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. What's going on in my life that I can give a tip on? I would say I've already said this, so never mind. Okay, here we go. So, as you know, Marlon is out of town. He's been out of town for a week. He'll be back on Saturday. Absence will make the heart grow fonder.
Mm. Will it? No, I'm just kidding.
I think so.
I'm just messing.
Since he has been away, I have talked to Marlon more than I have ever talked to Marlon. And
which is scary because
I talk to Marlon a lot.
Good Lord.
Now, I don't see Marlon as that often when he's here, but because he lives far. But essentially, it's like if you and your significant other speak regularly or y'all are together a lot, then it's okay to take some space. Space is good for a relationship. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. You don't want to get irritated. From being around a person 24/7, 365. Mm. Like, it's good. It's healthy for a relationship mm-hmm. to take some space. So don't feel bad about asking for like a weekend to yourself. That's okay.
Ever.
You know, it's necessary. I can't lie. I have enjoyed these weekends of not having to do shit and minding my damn business and getting my ass in bed and calling it a night.
You always will.
So yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder. If they really care, like, one, and I think you find out a lot about where your relationship is when y'all aren't together. Because usually when they're not around, all of a sudden, They hitting your phone 24/7.
All the time. Hey.
Hey, what you doing? Nothing. Blowing you up. So.
Giving you all the details.
All of it. Giving you all the tea that you did not ask for. So that's my tip. If you and your significant other spend a lot of time together, which is fine, it's also good and healthy to take some time for yourself, because self-care is just as important as taking care of your relationship. That's how you maintain a healthy relationship, people. Just putting it out.
Taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Cash Doll's going to be here on my birthday. Oh. I don't think I want to see her, though.
Okay.
Wake that ass up.
I'm up. The fuck? All right. We will talk to y'all next week. Have a wonderful week.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. I'm just kidding. I didn't know we were ending that quickly.
Oh, that's all I had. What else? Did you have anything else?
Oh, no.
No?
Self-care is the greatest care.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what to
say. Everybody.
Bye, y'all. We'll talk to y'all next week. Have a great week.
Dang it. I'll ask you something off. We could have talked about it in the work playlist, but it's fine. Oh. We'll let it go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.